This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're a kid, or you know one, or you have one, this can be a stressful time. School has either just started or is starting soon. Back to getting up early, studying and tests, homework, extracurriculars, also social pressure to fit in, make a good impression, especially that first day. Social media hasn't made any of that any easier, but as Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports, there is money in trying.
Hannah Mowdy was so ready for her first day of sixth grade. She was going to a new school with new kids, and she'd gone shopping for the perfect outfit.
I was wearing a black t-shirt. It had a peace sign on the front. It was like rainbow, but like the peace sign was made out of zippers.
Zippers. She also wore long jean shorts and sparkly black Converse.
I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I look so bomb.
And then she got to school, and the other girls were wearing short shorts and sneakers and t-shirts with logos she'd never seen before. Hollister, Abercrombie.
And I'm like, where did I go so wrong? I feel like I stuck out like a sore thumb.
Hannah's in college now, and she will never get that day back. But there's a legion of young YouTube influencers who've turned preventing future Hannahs into a back-to-school business opportunity with videos like these.
Hey, guys!
What's going on, guys?
Hey, guys, what's up?
We are going to be going to school shopping!
These are pastel highlighters. I'm definitely getting these.
Okay, so here's outfit number one, and I love this outfit so much.
There are a lot of these videos online, and they are popular. 17-year-old Sadie Aldis, who's a senior in high school, has been making back-to-school videos for 3 years. Her latest has almost 500,000 views and more than 1,500 comments.
They are one of my best-performing videos, actually. I'm pretty sure it's because it's such a relatable thing to my audience.
The start of a new school year is a huge moment in a kid's life, full of possibility. Your erasers are clean. Your notebooks, crisp.
It's the best thing to know that you have all of this cute supplies and you're walking into school not with the same notebook that you've been using for 5 years.
But along with all the excitement, there can be a ton of pressure to fit in, especially on your first day. 10-year-old YouTube influencer Eliana lives in Florida, and the back-to-school fashion videos she makes with her older sister, Emma Marie, get hundreds of thousands of views.
Probably because, like, a lot of people, like me and Emma's age, like, want to see what people wear to school so they know what's, like, popular to wear, I guess.
Her sister Emma, who's 15, wears a lot of crop tops with ripped jeans and Vans. Her YouTube channel has more than 1 million subscribers.
Whatever I'm wearing that they really like, they want to go get, and they want to know where to get it from.
Just so happens they can get it from her. Emma has her own line, including shirts, a hoodie, and a puka shell necklace. Apparently those are in again. Kids can make thousands of dollars with fashion and school supply videos. Some have corporate sponsors like JCPenney and Target. Kids also collect when marketers advertise next to their content. Even notebooks need influencers now. Jessica Hodges is VP of Marketing at ACCO Brands. It owns Mead, maker of spiral notebooks and folders.
We live and die by back to school.
And Hodges says these days, the company is thinking about marketing differently.
Gen Z, this current generation of kids, they listen to their peer group more than they listen to brands marketing directly to them.
So ACCO has started sponsoring some of these persuasive kids and giving them free products to review. As for Hannah Mowdy, the one with the zipper peace sign t-shirt, she's 20 now and has become a YouTube influencer herself. She goes by Hannah Elise. Her latest back-to-school video got more than 800,000 views, and she has just about recovered from that experience in sixth grade. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.